you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Instagram and Snapchat?
The cool way to connect is now email.
We're TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And the telephone.
Landlines are the coolest.
877-931-4TNT.
877-931-4868.
Hate it when they put letters in it.
Now, more of the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So I'm sitting around yesterday, and my wife mentioned something she saw on the social media that... about that stupid show that was going to start last night, Bless This Mess.
Oh,
which
yeah,
is the Green Acres in Nebraska, basically.
Blake Bell and Dax Shepard on ABC.
And she's in Nebraska born and bred, so she thought it was going to be stupid, and she said it would just make her mad. I said, yeah, same thing. I've been here a long time, and it's not where I live, and it's New Yorkers come to the farm. So I DVR'd it and still didn't watch it because, so I couldn't, even for homework purposes, I couldn't watch it because I'm thinking, screw it.
I read a review yesterday.
I don't care. We'll go. What did they say?
Of the pilot episode, yeah. And they said it was cliched and corny.
Got it.
Okay.
And I went, that's kind of what I expected.
I saw the trailer. Too much trailer of that. And it was, it was just, and those actors I like. We like Koechner. But the fact is, it's New Yorkers coming to the middle of nowhere. Crappy looking farm, too. Yours is a hell of a lot nicer than that, puss.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And
well, it was funny. The review I read, I think it was Variety or something.
Yeah.
They actually called it in the first paragraph, "Funny Farm Meets Green Acres."
Good, we said that.
That's exactly what we said.
Exactly, yeah. And unfortunately, there are people across the country that will tune into that and think about that. Now there are farms in every state, and there's backwoods in every state. I mean, New York State has farms. Pennsylvania has farms. Maryland has farms. I mean, everywhere out west has farms, too, in the middle of nowhere. But people just automatically think, if they're on the coast, Nebraska, that's the whole freaking place.
Yeah, but even when Puss
built Omaha's a big city, you know?
When he built his farmhouse, he never let it go.
No.
He maintained it,
exactly.
So
he didn't build it.
Step into the farmhouse and fall through the floorboards.
Didn't happen.
Yeah, didn't happen. You're still maintaining it to this day.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And for future generations.
So
that's what you do.
Just in the previews, those two would starve. Because they can't farm, and I have no idea. So it's on DVR, and I will not, but I'll let you know.
Good luck.
I couldn't bring myself to watch 22 minutes of it. I even had time, too, because I was watching the end of a baseball game, and I'm thinking, okay, I'll turn this. Nah, I won't turn on.
I really had no desire.
I know. I figured almost I had to because, the local schlubs in this town are sucking it up, you know. The local rag had a big thing about it. Nebraska.
Well, what do you
shut
expect?
Up. I know.
It's a network sitcom.
Yeah. Oh, I know it sucked.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I just hate the cliches.
There are so few.
Everybody, there's probably every neighbor's friendly. No, not every neighbor's friendly, no matter where you live.
Sitcoms that are just watered down, schlocky, formulaic.
Right.
So, there's not many I gravitate to.
Well,
Big Bang's okay
again.
To watch.
Oh,
Modern
yeah.
Family's
yeah.
okay. But, Family Guy. We like Family Guy. But that's
I don't count that.
That's about it.
Family Guy could be on Netflix. It's pretty dirty.
Yeah,
if ABC thought it was going to be something really big.
It's starting to fall.
Yeah, it wouldn't be premiering in April.
No. No, you're right. Well, if you watched it, just email Puss.
Or don't.
Nick Allen's going to stop in a little bit later on this morning. Midweek comedian Nick Allen will be in the studio. Craig Evans a little bit. We're talking about sex during the break there. During the appetizer. A lot of sex. Craig had a good story about his shirt being off in a car, but I'll let him share that if he wants.
Did he tell that off the air? Did I miss it?
It was off the air, yeah. We were talking about getting caught making out.
Oh, okay. You know? Yeah.
Apparently his shirt was off when the person caught him. And it wasn't a cop.
Why didn't he share that? I mean, I'm here telling you.
I told him the story off the air, but I told it a zillion times on the air about a car and a chick, so I didn't want to share it again. I've done it a ton of times.
Yeah, I think I've told the pants around my ankles.
Yeah, that's been a while since I've heard that one. Yeah. I still enjoy that one. I still enjoy the pants. Yeah,
pull your pants up. Pull your get
pants,
out of the car.
Pants on the ground. Pants sir. On the ground, yeah.
I remember the car was still running.
Yeah.
And I'm lucky. We're lucky. You know, that was way back when. Way back when driving drunk wasn't that big a deal.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure. Yeah. Well, of course we passed out because we were drunk.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And I don't know how long we had been asleep, but it was in a park in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Plus, you had your pants down in the park. They could have got you double, you know.
Well, it was inside the car.
I understand that. Sir, I see your wiener through the window.
I guess technically that's in public. I was.
If it had been just a jerk cop, you know.
Right.
The audio we played of that cop catching that dude with his 18-year-old spinner, he actually was pretty kind about it, I thought.
You'll excuse me if I don't shake hands.
Yeah, exactly. He was pretty cool, you know.
Yeah, that reminded me of the encounter I had with the cop in Bismarck years ago. Yeah. I mean, only yesterday.
And I saw another thing. I want to try Craig to get to it. It might be kind of heady, but I think everybody could probably relate to it. It was five things the culture. It's a New York Times this morning, the failing New York Times. five things culture teaches you that are wrong, and it's pretty intense. And if you read it, you go, "Ooh, that probably is wrong."
Like modern day stuff, or
oh yeah, definitely. No, what culture teaches you. One of the examples is. Easier said than done, but it says culture teaches you to be a complete success in your job and career. And that doesn't mean be a failure, but they say that if you're really a big success, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean dick. If you read the article, you go, yeah, it doesn't mean dick. How many times have you known guys that are really, really famous, have a couple bucks that come through here that don't seem that happy?
Oh,
yeah, it happens.
Like every Friday.
Yeah, it happens.
I won't say most, but
a lot.
A lot.
Yeah, a lot.
A lot.
Yeah,
some.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't think anybody's really happy, but you know what I'm talking about. But there's a couple other things in there about. I got to break it out to maybe Craig.
Yeah, well, if there's anybody really happy, we don't gravitate toward them.
Well, they're also not awake right now. They're not awake right now. It's early. It's early. Good morning.
Well, I think. Wilbon and Kornheiser were having that same discussion.
Oh, what'd they say?
I think they pointed to the examples like Kevin Durant, who always seems like he's brooding.
Yeah, exactly.
Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's never happy. And, you know, you're playing in the NBA. You're living your dream.
Right.
Yeah. And then they pointed to Kornheiser, you know, mm-hmm. who's kind of a grumpy guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, why are you like that? The way you are. Well, yeah.
Oh, so they turned the spotlight back on them.
Yeah, they did.
Kornheiser's pretty successful, does what he wants.
Right.
Exactly.
And he
makes
seems
good money.
Like kind of a grumpy old man sometimes.
He's been grumpy since I've seen him on the air. That's what I always liked about that dude.
I think that's his persona.
And we gravitate towards guys like that.
We kind of do. I mean, the opposite would be to grab someone, you know, latch on
shiny,
to someone.
Shiny, happy people.
Right, who's really chipper. And
They don't last long in workplaces.
Has this great outlook, this positive outlook on everything. And No, I don't relate
but
to that.
But we also don't get angry at a lot of crap. I heard a, it was just that Buttigieg, I got to get this guy's name right, the gay.
Buttigieg,
right.
Pete Buttigieg.
He was speaking in Iowa, in Des Moines last night, and some homophobes started yelling Sodom and Gomorrah, and he killed him with kindness, and it was not the way I would do it. Of course, you know, I'm not. But it's like then they played this and basically said the guy was yelling Sodom and Gomorrah, faggot, and then the crowd was starting to chant Pete over this douchebag. You know that guy. I feel sorry for the guy. That guy, not Buttigieg, because he got his crap together. The other dude, the guy yelling that.
Yeah,
that's his life. That's his life. He wakes up and yells Sodom and Gomorrah at a frickin' rally because he's an ass-hat religious freak.
Doesn't know how to pick his crowd.
Right.
You go to a different crowd and you chant that.
Yeah, but they're chanting. You know, he wanted to yell at Buttigieg because he's gay. Yeah, he's gay.
Well, that doesn't work.
No.
You take that to somebody else's rally and it probably works. So you got to consider your audience there. And he doesn't.
Well, yeah, but he wanted to yell at him, and Buttigieg wouldn't have been in somebody else's rally.
He wanted to make a point.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of that, they had a picture of Michelle Bachmann in this photo here, but this is scientists have established a link between religious fundamentalism and brain damage. And I shared that. I read the article. It's pretty good. It's a frontal lobe thing. So there's actually something wrong with you. There's something wrong with you.
Well, that explains
it. Yeah, it explains a lot. And most everybody goes, oh, you think? All right. Craig Evans, Petey Mac, Nick Allen. Shiny, happy people.
Somewhere.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.